Hello.
Hi, this is Edward Coller from Opinion Research. We are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas as a Republican,
yes,
Democrat, or Independent?
I'm conservative. I'm registered as Republican.
Republican, okay. In this November's election, which way are you more likely to vote? For Donald Trump as president, Ted Cruz for U.S. Senator, and all Republicans running to other offices here in Texas, or for a mix of Republicans and some Democratic candidates, if they are better?
If they're better, I'll do the mix, but probably all conservatives because they all believe in the same platform.
Okay. So in your case, then, you will be more likely to vote for in this case, all Republicans, or
yes, probably all. And
okay.
If I see somebody that's a Democrat that I like better, then I will. I've done that quite often, but generally, in this day and time, the Democrats are going crazy.
Thanks for being so honest. I really appreciate it. Actually, I want to ask you one more question. In the presidential election, you will definitely vote for Donald Trump or consider voting for independent?
No.
Definitely Trump.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Lastly,
I remember Trump.
Okay. Good. Good then. Lastly, did you agree or disagree with this statement? Women should continue to have the same access to legal contraception devices and medication as they do today. Do you agree or disagree?
Are we talking abortion or just the medication?
This is regarding access to legal contraception devices and medication.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
And the other one, which is a lesson for this part, it says married couples who have trouble getting pregnant should keep their God-given right to use proven medical techniques like IVF, or have a child that starts a family.
That's fine.
Okay. Great. Then. I do want to thank you for your participation. Just a few more questions here, and I'll let you go. And hope you don't mind me asking, what is your gender, male, female, or do you consider yourself or something else?
I'm a male.
Male. Thank you. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
Over.
65 and over. Okay. Do you consider yourself to be of either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No, sir.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be African-American or Black, Asian or Pacific Island descent, or white Caucasian?
Caucasian.
Qualification. Okay. Do you have at least one college degree that required 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations. And final questions. I want you to please tell me yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. Do you use Facebook or Meta?
Not really for news.
Okay. What about YouTube TV?
On occasion, depending on if it's a new, old, something I missed and I want to go back and see it.
Okay. So you use YouTube TV for news. Okay, that helps. What about Twitter or X, TikTok or Instagram?
No.
Okay.
Nope, I don't have any of them.
Okay. TV channels like Fox, Fox News, or OAN? One?
Not really.
Okay. TV channels, MSNBC or CNN?
No.
And by last, streaming Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
For news?
Mm-hmm. News or entertainment?
Not for news, no. Just for
news.
Entertainment.
Okay. Perfect. This concludes our survey. I really want to thank you for your participation. You have been very kind, and I just hope you have a good night. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Well, I hope you do too.
Thanks. Thank you.
And I appreciate you doing this.
Oh, my pleasure.
Take care.
Have a good day. Well, good night. Bye-bye.
Good night, my friend. Bye-bye.